Blog Talk Radio.
Proving that just about anybody can talk about trucks, live from Tampa, Florida, Minot, North Dakota, and Nashville, Tennessee, it's Talk CDL, The Trucker Show, with Troy, Tyler, and Dave. Now, let's talk CDL.
Well, all right, welcome to Talk CDL.
Hey drivers, are you in the market for a new driving job? Are you looking for a small family-owned carrier that knows you by your first name? Well, let me tell you about North Dakota's best-kept secret. That secret is GMR Transportation. That's right. Chances are you've never even heard of GMR Transportation. GMR is a small family-owned carrier with 50 trucks and terminals in North Dakota and Wisconsin. GMR may be a small carrier, but they offer big benefits for you and your family. If you've never pulled a flatbed, but are looking to pull something different than, say, a typical dry van or reefer trailer, then pick up the phone today and call Steve at 877-327-3127. That's 877-327-3127. And be sure to tell him, Talk CDL, The Trucker Show sent you. For nearly 40 years, owner-operators have trusted Mercer Transportation to provide them with the freight and support needed to be successful. A 100% owner-operated company, Mercer Transportation provides a strong foundation for owner-operators to build their business on. We understand that for us to succeed, we need our owner-operators to succeed, and that is a responsibility we take seriously. That is why at Mercer, you can expect consistent year-round freight, 100% fuel surcharge pass-through, fuel and tire discounts, paid cargo insurance plans. You can receive your settlement for each load within one business day with no additional fees. You will work with an assigned load coordinator who understands your business and will keep you loaded and profitable. Contact a Mercer representative today to discuss your goals and how Mercer can assist you in achieving them. Give us a call at 888-978-1393. That number again is 888-978-1393 or visit us online at www.mercertown.com. Mercer Transportation, rock solid, owner-operator driven.
Hey drivers, how does a 14.1% pay increase sound? If you were at national carriers, you'd already have it. With two pay raises in less than a year, members of the elite fleet are making a great living on the road. Our competitive mileage rates and consistent year-round freight mean you can count on steady paychecks and annual earnings of $50,000 or more. But the pay is just one of the perks. As a company driver, you'll also ride in the comfort and reliability of the latest equipment like the Kenworth C680, the Freightliner Cascadia, and utility refrigerated trailers equipped with SmartTalk UT6 aerodynamics. And you don't have to ride alone. With NCI's rider and pet policy, you can enjoy the drive with your family and friends, even if they have 4 feet. National Carriers also offers a generous benefits package, including health insurance, 401k, paid vacation, and holidays. All you need to get started is a Class A CDL and 6 months of experience. Join the Elite Fleet today by calling 888-593-4110 or apply online at gonationalcarriers.com. That's gonationalcarriers.com.
Hey drivers, Troy here with Talk CDL. Imagine one app on your phone that would enable you to look at all the applications out there that you might have with different trucking companies being processed. That's right, just click on one app called Driver Pulse and you'll be able to look in and see if a company has you almost hired or if something might be holding the application up. Just imagine how quick and convenient this will be for you and for the trucking company. No more slowdown periods at all. Drivers, head on over to 10thstreet.com. That's TENSTREET.com and download the Driver Pulse app, or you can go to Google Play or just Google it and you'll find Driver Pulse by 10th Street. Get it today.
Oh,
will. All right. Welcome to Talk CDL, the trucker show. Anyways, Tyler, it's you and me tonight, kiddo. What's up?
Not too much, man. Not too much. Just doing the usual, you know, enduring this Utah heat until I get back home.
And as you know, Tyler, I'll be coming up to North Dakota next month, Lord willing. We'll be stopping. We got a lot of trucking companies up that way. We're going to be stopping and hanging out with those guys and doing our thing. I thought I'd real quick ask you about a text you sent me. What the hell is a Lawler cake?
No, well, I said law cake at first, and then it automatically typoed to Lawler cake when you asked what a law cake was. So you know what laugh out loud is, you know, LOL and everything else. Well, law, L-A-W-L, another version of it, basically. You know, law, like you're, I don't know exactly what it stands for with the acronym, but it's just another law. And then cake is like, oh, let me give you some law cake. So hilarious, you know. It's like you're saying you're laughing really hard, but at the same time, it's also an insult. You know, if you want to tell someone that you're laughing, but really you're making fun of them, you tell them, oh, law cake's hilarious. Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm. You know, that's what it is. You know, some of these old-fashioned gamer, you know, some of these truckers out there, they know what it is. I know they do. Maybe not some of the old ones, though. Some of our.
Yeah. All right. Well, hey, today we're talking about accidents. Ironically, I guess they put something up. There was a rollover here in Tampa for a jackknife. It was up on the Facebook page, and so I guess everybody decided to find out what's everybody's fear. You know, when they're driving, everybody has like a little fear of doing, you know, rolling one over or rear-ending somebody or taking out a bridge or whatever the case is. And, you know, everybody wants to know, you know, what is the deal? And so I see the little write-up. It says it happens every day. Many drivers will statistically be in a chain reaction wreck because lack of CB use. Low bridges are just plain easy to hit because of not paying attention. Jackknives are scary, and rollovers will ruin your career. So, Tyler, let's start with you, buddy. I mean, last night we had a full house in here, and now tonight it's just you and me, which we missed you last night. You must have been tied up there at the base, I guess.
Yeah, getting some paperwork done and everything, trying to you know, all the administrative stuff that I needed to get done. So I was stuck in the office doing that. But pretty awesome that it was a full house, though. As far as my, I guess, my fear when it comes to, you know, driving or, you know, accidents-wise would definitely be being T-boned. You know, that's probably one of my biggest, you know, fears going through lights and everything else. You know, making right-hand turns, left-hand turns. You know, I'm just, you know, always double-check, you know. Even in the middle of my turn, I do one last look over. You know, and then I guess another one of mine would be, you know, someone, you know, turning into my lane on my right-hand side for whatever reason, you know. So really anything that deals with someone hitting me, you know, on the right side or in my blind spot, you know, whether it's my POV or not, you know, that's mine for sure. I don't really have anything else other than that. Don't really worry about being rear-ended, because if I get rear-ended, you know, I don't really have to worry about it really being my fault. Yeah, that's about it, man. T-bones. Those are my fears.
Your fear was you screwing up and going out into an intersection and getting T-boned being your fault, right?
Not being my fault. Someone else, you know, like, for example, you know, we see that video that goes around of the dump truck, right? that, you know, they're sitting there at the red light, it's at night, and everybody, this whole line of, you know, like this four-lane road, you know, they all come forward, and this dump truck just comes blowing through the stoplight, you know, on the intersection, and just takes everyone out. You know, something like that is what I'm worried about. I don't really care so much. I don't think I'm not going to say I'm not, because, you know, everybody ends up at some point, you know, in their driving career has that moment where they look both ways and they were positive that they didn't see anything. And then they go to get on the gas and then they do that last double check. That's why it's so important to check that last time before you officially let off that gas and press, or let off that brake and press on the gas. You just look that one more time to the left and all of a sudden there's a vehicle there. You're like, hey, where'd that guy come from? You know, I'm glad I re-looked. You know, that happens all the time. And yeah, it's just, it's a, you know, that's one of those things. It's good that those happen every now and again because it keeps you coherent, you know, and it makes you make sure that you're staying on your toes and remembering, oh, wow, you know, I'm glad I re-look, and it kind of builds those good habits. But it's definitely those just out of the blue, someone speeding, not paying attention, and just blows through an intersection that I fear about. That, and honestly, I would say head-on collisions, you know, so I'm, every time I drive past a semi or something like that, I'm always kind of being ready to try and make sure I have something on my right-hand side that I can an escape route in case for some reason that guy ends up in my lane or something. So I guess head-on collisions and sight and T-bones are my two biggest things for sure.
You know, speaking of, you just made me remember something. You know, and I agree, look both ways. And, you know, when you're, and we've talked about this before, when you're in Florida especially, Florida's famous for, you know, you go to pull out at a red light, or at a green light rather, and all of a sudden somebody comes barreling through. Florida is notorious for people going through the red light 2-3 seconds after it's already turned red. So one of the rules of thumb down here, Lord willing, is, you know, before you pull out, wait a second or two and look both ways, even though you got a green light. I'm telling you, if you don't, sooner or later, you're going to get whacked here in Florida. And one time, this is when I first moved down here, maybe 15, 16 years ago, I went to pull out at a red light onto a major highway, and the light was green. And as I was taking my foot off the gas and pressing down taking my foot off the brake and pressing down on the gas, a flatbed. Right. I mean, I literally, at the last second, somehow I ended up stopping, and he went barreling through, just missing me, and would have been dead. You know, I mean, we would have been dead. It would have been a horrible mess. And God, I mean, the Lord was on my side that day and my family. So scary, scary, scary thoughts. And see, Tyler, one of the things I meant was, what fear do you have of you messing up? Like, I'll tell you what I mean. Let me tell you what mine is. I feared hitting a low bridge. When I got my CDL, the biggest fear I had, I don't know why, and I guess maybe because you look stupid when you hit a bridge, okay? You look like you do. I mean, think about it. I mean, it's like, dude, there's a bridge, and usually the sign says, you know, here's what the marking is. So when you hit a bridge and you know, and then all of a sudden it's like a foot short lower than your trailer is, I mean, there's no excuse. I mean, and that's why I was always like, when I knew I was going into cities, I was always like, man, I got to make sure of the bridge heights, because the last thing I want to do is just, you know, not be paying attention. And all of a sudden it's like, no, you know what I mean? You know, you're stuck under a bridge and your top just peeled back. And I've seen it, man. And it's a horrible, horrible thing. Remember, Tyler, remember that one bridge in North Carolina? It's called the Can Opener. I mean, you know, it's on YouTube. And how many times you could sit there just watching that bridge just tear? It makes grown men look stupid. And
yeah, insurance companies love that bridge. That's for sure.
Oh, I bet. That's just crazy, man. I mean, honestly, if I was an insurance company down there, I'd give out pamphlets on that dang thing. You know, if you're going to be driving a box truck or a truck trailer, watch that bridge. But, you know, that's just one of the things that I totally feared was getting on a bridge. So what do you think, Tyler? What did you have a fear of you screwing up, or are you pretty much superior and knew you wouldn't screw up?
No, as far as me screwing up, honestly, I mean, this would be one of the really super rookie kind of mistakes, but I would say one of my biggest fears is, it's also a four-wheeler's fault, but at the same time, it's one of my pet peeves for four-wheelers when I'm driving a big rig, and that would be whenever I'm coming up on a turn, right? And we're talking city-wise here. All right, we're coming up to a stop sign, all right, and I need to turn right or left, or I'm coming up really at any intersection, okay? And a four-wheeler sees that I'm coming, and they see my blinker on, and they don't stop early, right, so that they give me a little room. If they come all the way up to the stop sign and I need to turn and it's tight, my fear of me messing up is not gauging my turn right and getting to the point where I could potentially jackknife into a four-wheeler. Or if I have to stop and back up, you know, for whatever reason, you know, usually it ends up being that the four-wheeler realizes that they pulled up and it's an impossible turn, and they needed to give me a little room or whatever the case is, and they'll end up backing up themselves and giving that space. But I would say that was probably my biggest thing, because that was probably my most common occurrence is those kind of turns like that, where it's just kind of, you know, you just got to be a little bit extra careful because you got, you know, those little four-way intersections can sometimes be a little bit of a pain if you're turning into a vehicle. So that would be mine. You know, it's not, you know, I never had me personally to be as really interstate or highway driving. You know, a lot of my experiences in, you know, really as far as driving big rigs has been, you know, you don't really have to drive in the, you know, city area very often. But, you know, depending on your base, you do. A lot of my stuff is more driving up on the hills and stuff like that, getting from, you know, the bomb dump to, you know, wherever we're going, and a lot of flight line stuff and things like that. So I really can't really speak about it as much as you can for bridges and things like that. You know, and I can't really speak, unless I were to start mentioning names of ordnance and things like that, I can't really speak of specific fears as far as accidents are concerned. So yeah, that would be it, man. I feared left-hand and right-hand turns. That was my thing, I guess.
You brought back some memories to me in different cities when I'd pull up to a red light. And, you know, if you run the cities a lot, and everybody knows by now, I mean, I've said it a million times on this show that I used to run New York City a lot. And, you know, you pull up to a red light if you're running the cities enough, always looking, like especially if you're making a right-hand turn, you're always watching for the clown to go past the white line to your right. You know what I mean? I'm talking about, on the intersection of the guy where you got to make a right onto his street, and he's supposed to pull up.
His nose is sticking over. Yeah.
Right. And when they would do that, I would purposely, I'd swing around that turn and I'd get right up to them. And then I would just sit there. I wouldn't blow the horn and start acting like a jack. What I would do is I would just go right around, put my bumper right up to them. And most of the times, I will tell you, most of the times they have that look of, oops, I guess I screwed up, sorry. And you know, they'd have to back up and, like, go around, you know, all their good stuff. And it is what it is, you know, and it's almost like you almost have to force people to be courteous to you as a big truck. You know, let's be honest, those white lines are put on streets so that, because they know the measurements of what's coming around the curve at you, and here's the line. Don't pull up past this because, most likely, hey, I'll tell you what, have you ever been sitting at a red light and a big giant fire engine comes around, and the guy in the back, he's steering too? You ever see one of them? I mean,
yeah.
You know, talk about having to go around turns. Them things are crazy. But yeah, I understand your fear there. That's just something. I'll tell you one of the other fears here that I have for today's trucker. And we've talked about this a lot last year, but the chain reaction accidents. We mentioned that Cheyenne accident from, I think, April of last year or whatever it was in 15. And we've timed that. Remember, we had that video and we all timed it where people were just coming down the road and they were wrecking. It was 2 minutes later. Some of them were actually over 2 minutes until another one would come along and just pile up into the pile. And it was all due to not using their CB. And that, to me, is I have that fear. And I because I have children, you know, on the road and grandchildren. And to be honest with you, one of my fears is, you know, any of my family, Lord willing, it never happens. But I fear for the truck drivers out there and the lives around them, because one of the things, if I was back on the road, I would hate to not use my CB and then all of a sudden look up at the last second and be, oh, no. You know what I mean? That CB has saved so many lives, countless amount of lives, and to be out there not using that. I believe that the ones that aren't using their CB don't have that fear. They, you know, we said in the beginning, what's your biggest fear? I don't think those drivers have a fear. Every accident, Tyler, that we heard about, these pileups, these chain reaction accidents, every one of them, there's a story of somebody going the opposite way saying, hey, I for miles was saying, hey, guys, there's an accident up ahead. It's real bad. You got to back out of it. You got to stop. You got to slow down. He said, nobody came back to me on the radio. He said, I couldn't get anybody to come back to me and talk to me. He said, and they just kept going down the road and getting into the accident. So, you know, that's a big fear. And you know what, Tyler, winter's coming, right? We're in August now. People don't realize when you're in August, winter's just around the corner. And up your way where you're from North Dakota. My gosh, it probably starts snowing anywhere from October on up there, doesn't it?
You know, it depends on the winter. Last winter, we actually didn't get snow until, late November. But, you know, it's been a drought, you know, pretty much the last almost year and a half. So that's probably kind of why. But I kind of just wanted to note, because I know there has to be some Game of Thrones, you know, trucker fans out there. There just has to be. And I don't think you meant to make that pun, but you said, you know, the winter is coming. And you might not be a Game of Thrones fan, but I know there's some truckers out there. I want to know. I just want to say that I caught that, and it was funny. I chuckled under my breath. But, yeah, anyway, real soon, you know, and we're going to end up seeing it. We're going to see people sliding off the roads here, especially the first snowfall, you know, and I'm hoping we don't have pileups like we did last winter, man. The last two winters, man. There's been some horrible, horrible pileups. We're talking combined with all the pileups we've had, we've at least lost probably close to 100 lives in these big pileups in the last 2 years, at least. One of them was like 25 lives alone.
Remember that one in Pennsylvania last year even? I mean, it was just crazy. But I'm trying to think here, from wall cakes to winter is coming. I'm not getting this stuff today. Am I really getting old?
Have you never watched Game of Thrones? The winter is coming. No? You walk out there. I want you to walk out after this, okay? And you gather your family members, you know, I guess our family members, and ask them, say, what is the winter's coming? You're going to have every one of them laugh at you, and they're going to call you old like I did earlier.
Oh, man. The winter's coming. Must be a hip thing to say. Yeah. So listen, let's go back here to these accidents for a second. Everybody that's listening to this show, we appreciate you. What we would appreciate even more is that every one of you gets through this winter without getting into a wreck. Every one of you gets through this next year without hitting a bridge. Every one of you gets through this year without having I tell you, those right turn accidents Tyler's talking about, they're so common. We had a truck driver the other day. We were talking to him, and he was telling us about an accident. We were trying to help him get a job. And he's like, yeah, four-wheeler come up alongside me when I was making a right-hand turn. And he snuck up on my right-hand side, and I took him out. And I said to the guy beside me, I said, let me tell you something. The most experiences that I've ever seen, trucker swings out into the left lane. He swings over one to make a wide turn because he doesn't have his tandem set right, or he doesn't know how to go around the turn. And then he comes back in and ends up hitting the car. And the trucker's fault is usually more to blame there statistically than it is the four-wheeler. And guess what? Got a copy of his accident report. It showed exactly that. He was in the right lane to make a right-hand turn, and I guess he swung out over into the lane beside him to try to make a wider turn, which the four-wheeler behind him just assumed that he was going straight now, and he guns it to go around, and boom, the trucker comes flying back in. Next thing you know, they collide. Guess whose fault it was? It was the trucker's fault. So I would tell anybody out there, you know, hey, if you're in a city, slide your tandems. Slide your tandems. And be prepared to be able to make the turns, okay? And like Tyler and I said earlier, if somebody's up too close in the next street, make them back up, okay? Do the turn legal. You can hug the outside of your right lane. You know, if you're in the right lane to make a right turn, you can hug the left side of it without letting a four-wheeler in, but don't go into that left-hand lane. You're leaving yourself open to somebody trying automatically, especially like a little old lady or somebody. They see a clear lane. They're thinking, hey, man, that guy must have – he had his right turn signal on, but now he flipped over to the left lane. He probably didn't realize he had to go straight. Boom, you come back, you hit him. It's always going to be your fault if you do it that way.
You know,
Tyler, what do you think?
I think that you're 100% accurate in that statement. You know, it's a combination of, you know, especially if they do go over, depending on how far over you get in that left lane, a four-wheeler might not think that you're turning. You know, they might think you're just switching lanes, and they just kind of go up and get,
right,
you know, alongside you, not intentionally doing it. You also have those idiots that, oh, this guy, I'm going to try and beat him to the punch, beat him to the turn. And then, you know, he learns from that lesson. But in the end, it's just no company or any accident report's going to be able to show that. You know, that's why, you know, I'm just going to kind of bring this up. I don't want to open up a bag of worms with this, but that's why I really think it's going to be really nice, you know, once we start getting side cameras. You know, every four-wheeler now has cameras, backup cameras and everything else. I'm really excited for when they implement these, at least on trailers. We're not talking full-blown, you know, autonomous or anything like that right now. I'm just saying as simple as just adding some side turning lane cameras and some backup cameras for some drivers, just not to rely on them for backing up purposes and everything else, but to rely on them to make sure that there's no one there they're going to crush, and that's it. And it's really not that crazy to implement. You know, it surprises me that our trucks now don't have them. I don't know, maybe these 17s do, but like, for example, I think you have one of the new Pilots, right? I think yours actually on the right mirrors, don't they have cameras that point on the right side of your vehicle, your right side?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, but that's so, only if you,
that would be amazing.
Yeah, you can turn that on and have that. Absolutely. And I agree with you, Tyler. Those, like, for example, the dash cams are exonerating a lot of drivers when someone comes flying out off of a ramp and brake checks them and ends up getting rear-ended. The truckers are being found innocent of a lot of rear-end accidents now. And those right turns for the drivers that are doing it correctly, and I got to be honest with you, a dumb four-wheeler sneaks up on the right side of them, that is not the trucker's fault at all, okay? And
no,
the camera, like you're saying, Tyler, would really keep the drivers, you know, from getting blamed. Even a lot of cops have made bogus, and I'm not putting law enforcement down, but there's been cops that just, you know, wrote it up, because how many times have I heard a trucker say, yeah, they automatically are giving the big truck the ticket, and that happened. There's been a lot of mentality of that back in the old day, and now the camera is like I said, exonerating, or you know, it's really proven a lot of truck drivers innocent to some of the claims by the four-wheeler. But I could tell you this: if you're in the left-hand lane if you are in the right-hand lane to make a right turn and then you swing over to the left one whole lane, you are 100% in the wrong and you're going to get in trouble.
Yeah.
And here's the other thing. Here's two other things. If you try to split the lane and say, oh, okay, I'll go halfway in the right lane and halfway in the left lane, a four-wheelers are going to try to squeeze in on you, and you're going to get the blame for that also. And here's the third thing I would say about that. A lot of these four-wheelers now have dash cams. So if you swing over and you end up hitting him, he's got a dash cam. You're pretty much going to lose in court all the way on that one. So keep yourself in that right lane. Hug to the left of it as much as you can without giving room for anybody to squeeze up in there and make your turn legally. Tyler, go ahead. You were going to say something.
No, I was just going to say pretty much you covered it. You know, in training, you know, you learn. You know, you don't go over the white line. You know, you don't get in that left lane at all. And then you realistically aren't really supposed to go any further than halfway into the intersection in order to turn. You know, a lot of times, though, depending on the city, you know, some cities got, you know, those, you know, the poles are really close to the corner of the road or something, and it's almost impossible not to go, you know, past, you know. So say, for example, you're in the right lane and you need to turn right. You know, you're not supposed to technically go into the other right-hand lane. You're supposed to be turning from the right-hand into the left-hand, but that's just not logical sometimes. You know, it's just you can't do that. You're going to end up sideswiping or you know, jackknifing a pole or something. So you're going to end up having to go past that point. You know, so, you know, it's just you got to use your best judgment, you know, and that's kind of it's like playing Russian roulette with the roads. You know, you really don't know what you're going to get. Your experience and everything else builds and teaches you what you should be doing, what you shouldn't be doing. But definitely what you shouldn't be doing is getting in that left lane or intimidating, you know, four-wheelers. If they are in your way, just let them move. You know, let them move and keep the road safe. I can't really think of any other fears that I have aside from those, though. I'm trying to think this whole time.
Yeah. Tyler, you know, they put these articles up for us to talk about. I think we beat it down. Let's wrap this puppy up.
Yeah.
What do you think?
Yeah, you know, I feel like if we were to mention another fear, it'd end up going into a lecture fest, and we don't want to do that. So
yeah, we're not lecturing anybody. Go ahead, Tyler. Tell them
I'll tell them how you can find us. You head over to talkcdl.com. All right, you're going to find all of our episodes. I think we got like 100 and, I don't know, maybe even 200 some. There's like 20 pages on that homepage. You just scroll down to the bottom. You'll see, some arrows and stuff. You'll see about 20 pages down there. You can just scroll through and find the episode that you like and listen to it. You got some blog posts in there about autonomous trucks.
Tyler.
Go ahead.
I looked the other day. I think we're right around 170 right now. And then also... Mm-hmm. I actually didn't even realize I was looking at it. We were at like 209 or 210 hours. So there's like about 210. Yeah, there's like 210 hours of Talk CDL out there on the internet right now. Pretty cool.
If you're a binge watcher and you know, I wouldn't lie to you guys. You know, there has been people that contacted us and said I've listened to every single minute. You know, every episode. I don't know how you can listen to us that long, okay, but thank you. I wouldn't be able to listen to me that long.
I don't listen.
I would lose my mind.
Tyler, I don't listen to us either. I would throw up if I had to listen to me every single minute.
Yeah, come on.
But we appreciate those.
Yeah, we definitely, 100%. So please go to talkcdl.com. You know, we got a resources page on there. You know, it's not a resources page where you go there and, hey, this is all the resources, give us money kind of things. It's all free resources. Those are things that we've had truckers and not-for-profit people like Truckers Find a Mile and Drive for Freedom and all those guys, all the people that are out there, you know, organizations fighting against these laws. I know they're all on there. So we'd really appreciate you guys kind of head over to the resources page as well. Look through there. Maybe you'll find something that is a good resource for you. You know, there's the truck stop maps and stuff like that. Just a bunch of things, guys. So head over there. Check that out, TalkCDL.com. And I've been mentioning the last week or so, we're going to end up having like a merchandise thing on there if you
Tyler, You know what?
Yeah.
Remember how I kept saying to everybody, hey, there's a diesel sighting? Guess who's in the sound room?
Yeah,
I'm not worried a lot. Everybody's been asking about him. Should we even bring him in here? Let's tease everybody.
We were talking about him last night again.
Hold on. Diesel, is that you?
Yeah, you guys are sharp. You guys are real sharp.
How you doing, man?
All right, man. All right. Doing a lot better.
Diesel, slow
recovery.
Say something to everybody.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know if they even believed you were alive. We kept telling them. You know, they almost started talking to us. The authorities came to both of our houses saying, "Where's Diesel?" And they started talking to us. They took us downtown, and like we were almost up on murder charges.
That's funny.
You know, Kelly's gonna be bummed out. She has been on all week, and you know everybody's been asking about you on the talk on Facebook page, everything, man. Everybody's so glad. Everybody was praying for you. I'm not kidding you, man. Awesome.
I appreciate that. Lord's seen me through this one.
Yeah.
There's no doubt about that. Yeah, I'll tell you what.
When they can.
So
wow.
Now, I'm real lucky to be here, I believe. So, you know, I'm glad to be here.
That's awesome, man.
Hope everybody else is doing fine.
I was just about to update Tyler. Tyler missed last night. We had some new guys that have been coming on and stuff. Alan was on last night, new guy Cody. Kelly was on. But I wanted to update you guys on Miss Kelly, what happened to her. She had 35,000 people following her on Lady Truckers. And I guess in the last couple of weeks, she got hacked. Tyler, did you know about this?
Yeah, she mentioned it on, I think, Tuesday night. Today's Wednesday. So Monday night, you were on when she mentioned it.
So, and then I had suggested, I said, just go on there and start a new page and let everybody know you're going to do it. And so she did. So now it's called the Only Lady Truckers page. And she's turning off the original one because I guess some hackers went in there. And Facebook doesn't even know how to get rid of them, I guess. They allegedly can't even see what she can see. And I guess they're putting up some vulgarity and all kind of crazy stuff. So she's closing it down. Man. Crazy.
So the only, what was it again?
The Only Lady Truckers page.
The Only Lady Truckers page.
Yeah,
all right. We'll have to,
cool.
We'll have to go ahead and push that out there. Not that she needs our help to get followers. I mean, she got 35,000. She's doing it big, but we'll do the best we can definitely support
Tyler,
the lady truckers out there. So
you know we love Diesel too.
Yeah, you know we got a couple minutes. If you're feeling good, Diesel, maybe real quick tell us what your fear is on the road. Like, what is your fear?
Yeah, Diesel, when you were driving, man, like we were coming up with like different fears, and like mine was hitting a low bridge. Tyler's and we were talking about in accidents doing something stupid in a truck. Tyler's was making a right hand turn and clipping somebody. What was yours?
Probably one of the biggest. I would think one of the biggest fears I had realistically was making sure I stayed awake all the time. I mean, not that I ever fell asleep.
That's a good one.
But the problem is you doze off for a minute here or there, and sometimes you don't realize it. And I realized that. So, you know, to be aware and awake, whenever I started to get a little bit tired, I pulled over somewhere and took a little rest because during that one split second that you just might – well, I don't know. I guess you could call it blackout just for a split second. That's all it takes to have an accident. So that was actually probably my biggest fear, to be on the road, pay attention, and not have that 1 second doze that I'm unaware is even going on. So I guess that was my biggest fear, to answer that question.
We didn't even think of that one.
Yeah, I didn't even think of that. And that actually, now that you say it, that is actually one of – that almost trumps my other fears.
Yeah,
I got a new fear. I'm stealing.
He just brought back scary moments.
Yeah, wow.
You know, how many times you drive all night and you start nodding off, man? Like, remember we talked about,
oh,
I had to get out of the truck and run around in January just to wake up one night.
I pulled off the road one night. I think I said this before on one of our other shows. I pulled off the road one night like I would. In fact, I think I was delivering the mail on an eight-hour turn or something during the midnight hours. And I pulled off the road when I got tired, put my head on the steering wheel, and dozed off for a while. And something happened. I don't know what woke me up, but I thought I was driving, and I fell asleep. And I'm sitting there, and the trucks are going by me. And I thought they were passing me, and I'm steering the truck. And the truck's actually sitting still. And that has probably scared me to the point that I never forgot that. And that, if you know, like if I wasn't already aware, that made me aware of what could happen if you lose it for that split second and don't know it.
Wow.
That's almost kind of like when you do that double take when a vehicle's there. I was talking about
a double
earlier.
Take. That's all it takes. Double take could kill you, get you killed. That's right.
Yeah.
Hey.
It's one of those things, man. You get that little bit of scare where your heart rate all of a sudden just goes through the roof, and that feeling, man, it sticks with you. That's crazy.
Yep.
That's good.
That's all it takes. That is all it takes.
See that? You bring something to the show every time. Wow. What a dude. Hey, I got another question for you guys. Last night's topic, if you've seen, was that old argument. We found an old argument on the internet of Peterbilt versus KW. You know, like, and
Peterbilt.
And you're Peterbilt, man. See, Cody was all Peterbilt. Kelly and I, we were all over the W900s. And I think, Alan, what's that?
We know the W900 is a dynamite truck. We are a dynamite engine. Sure we do.
So
but
which
you
one
can
do
put
you?
That, I like the W900s. I mean, I think they're some of the best trucks I've seen in a long time. But you talk about, you know, you're talking about Peterbilt versus Kenworth. And here you got an old guy like me. You know, I couldn't tell you. I'm sorry, but I was raised on Freightliners, you know, flat tops and cab overs, and I never had much of a chance in all the years. I never had much of a chance to curl up in a KW or a Peterbilt, so I wouldn't be a good guy to ask that question. If you ask me, I just have to tell you, look, I'm an old Freightliner guy. That's all I know. International Freightliner, old Max, things like that.
Yeah, we lived in the poor section of town, right? We were Freightliner people, you know. The Peterbilts are the rich people's truck.
Well, you got to remember there was a time that Freightliner definitely dominated the total industry. That was a few Macs that were still around. Freightliner took over for a long time. You know, it hasn't been that many years. To me, it hasn't been that many years that Peter, you know, that Pete's and Kenworth kind of started to creep up on the amount of Freightliners that are being sold. And I wouldn't be surprised if more Freightliners are being sold than both of those two combined right now because of the price. That would be me.
Yeah,
I could be wrong. I'm just guessing.
I think the statistics were. I want to say Freightliner. They said Freightliner and Volvo outsells, but I'm thinking International because, you know, those Pro Stars. See, and that's if you remember, Rich even said when he owned a bunch of trucks, he always went with the Freightliners too because why? They were lighter and they were cheaper and they were better on fuel. Yeah,
they were cheaper.
You know,
and you still don't see as many Internationals. I mean, they might be selling a lot of trucks, and, you know, you see them at the truck shows. They're definitely dynamite-looking trucks, and I can't tell you a lot about them engine-wise, but and there's probably a lot of them out there, but I still have to go with the Freightliner. For numbers, I have to go with the Freightliner, you know, because cheaper trucks.
I think you're right on there. I think and look, it's a more efficient, you know, that new Evolution with an automatic tranny right now,
they're bad trucks.
There's been reports of over 10 miles at a gallon with them. I mean, I know a lot of people getting over 9 for sure. It's just
it's
insane
yep.
money saving.
Yep, that's awesome. That'll sell them right there. Yep, that'll sell
diesel,
them right there.
Man, we're almost out of time here, brother. Are you you slowly going to try to get on as many shows as you can? You're more than welcome.
I'm slowly going to do that. And what it is, and the reason I called in tonight, I'd like you know everybody listening to understand this recovery from a triple heart bypass. And I went a little deeper than a triple heart bypass. But the recovery time, it's very slow. It's very emotional. they're changing medication every other day, and some of the medications make you crazy, makes your blood pressure go up and down. It just it's stuff I never experienced before. So I've got good days and I've got bad days, and you know, I've only been out of the hospital about a month, and they say it takes a few months just to get your head on straight. I don't know that I ever had my head on straight, but you know, as straight as I can get it anyway. But so I will try. You know, my intentions are to come back onto the show full time, but you know, between all the appointments I have, and I have rehab for breathing, and just a bunch of dull stuff that I have to do, and there are different times a day. I get tired different times a day. My breathing isn't back to normal yet. So, I mean, everything is like just really crazy. So I have to pick and choose my times, both for working, you know, on my regular job, and trying to get back on the show. But eventually, you know, it gets a little bit better every day. So eventually, of course, I plan to come back. Sure, I do. You know, then this evening is one of my better evenings, and I thought, you know, let's get started with a little bit of time now, and I'll devote all the time that I can until I can get back full time.
Well, Diesel, just so you know, the schedule is a weird schedule right now, and everybody's gotten used to it, but we now start on a Saturday night at 8 o'clock East Coast time, and we do Sunday night at 8 o'clock, Monday night at 8 o'clock, Tuesday night at 8 o'clock, and then Wednesday at 8:30. And then we're off Thursday and Friday.
Oh,
okay.
Wow.
It's different, but, and it's prime time. Now look, we also have the next week is going to be a really weird schedule because all we're working is Saturday. We're not.
I'll get the schedule from you. I'll talk to you tomorrow. You know, not to waste our airtime, but I'll talk to you tomorrow. I'll be talking to you in the morning anyway.
Okay.
Got some things to talk about, you can enlighten me on that, and I'll write it all up. But so, are we on an hour and a half, or what?
We're on till whenever. You know, some are 40 minutes, some are 60, whenever. We just schedule
it. Okay. Okay.
And like I said, but yeah. So anyway, Saturday it will be our last for a week, and Tyler will be playing reruns. So we'll be on this Saturday. If you want to come back on with us, come on, and then we'll be off until the following Saturday.
Okay. Okay,
well,
I'll get the schedule from you tomorrow and put it on my desk so I don't you know. Yeah, sounds good.
Well, stay with us, Diesel, for a second, Tyler. What do you want to say?
I was just saying it was definitely great hearing from you, man. I'm glad you're feeling well. I was going to say,
you.
Troy, if you could work your magic on that deal you were doing before, where you split up the show there, whenever you mention Diesel being in there, cut that from that point on and throw it on Talk CDL, because I'm sure everyone would love to hear his voice. So thanks for popping on. Really appreciate it. And, you know, everyone's out there rooting for you. So, definitely
great.
Feel
I
better.
Appreciate
man. Can't
that.
Wait to hear you back on.
Appreciate
Diesel,
it. I appreciate
now,
it.
Give me your final thoughts of if you know, whatever, just give me some final thoughts, some advice, whatever, man. And then Tyler can, do a little talk.
Well, final thoughts are the same final thoughts I've had, oh, my gosh, ever since I've been driving truck, I've appreciated the fact that we all have CB radios. And, you know, our first inclination is something going on in front of us is a CB radio, and we don't have to talk on it. I didn't talk on it very much, but if you always listen to it, it can save your life. Always remember, it only takes a split second to fall asleep or get disoriented, and you pay attention to that and pay attention to your CB radio, and God bless you. We'll talk to you soon. That's my final thoughts.
Tyler, wrap your stuff up, buddy.
You know, I think I pretty much wrapped it up pretty well before old Diesel ended up on the sound room there. I'd just say Cool. Drive safe, you know, make sure you're checking your whatever your fear is. Do a self-evaluation, find out what your fear is, and make sure you're trying to build up those habits, those good habits, in order to fix your fear. If it's sleeping like it is with Diesel, you know, work on, once you're feeling sleepy, just taking a 5 minute or something. Just, you know, work it out. Remember, you're the captain of the ship, and if you're about to fall asleep, you know, it doesn't matter what your dispatch says. You'd rather be, you know, alive and without a job than dead. All right, so just find out what your fear is and work on it. And head over to TalkCDL.com and Facebook.com/TalkCDL and, you know, interact with us. Let us know what your fear is.
All right. All right. Hey, you know what? My thoughts are always the same. Lord willing, if we're alive tomorrow, we're going to get ready to do the show. Let me say this. Welcome back, Diesel. I love that guy. I'm telling you. Awesome. Awesome. Awesome having the guy on the show. Praise God for his recovery. And glory all to God. Almost had a tear in my eye there. I got a big smile on my face. When
praise
I see
God.
Him
praise
in.
God. Praise God.
Amen. And, you know, welcome back, big guy. I mean that sincerely, man. I'm just looking forward to having you on. It's just it's a better show with you. Tyler and I, you know, we started this show back in November, and then you joined on with us. And, my gosh, it's just it's been a good thing, you know. And we look forward to hopefully, you know, having you on the show as much as you're whatever you're up to. Other than that, guys, you know what? Great show. I appreciate everything. All you listeners out there, you make the show worth a while. Check out, like Tyler said, over the next 24 hours, what I do with the sounds. I'm going to rip some of the Diesel's conversation out and put it up on Talk CDL so everybody can go, wow, he's back. Yeehaw. So anyways, until tomorrow, good night. God bless. And y'all be careful out there.